Good morning. The three reporters from the Spanish international news agency EFE, who were detained this week by Venezuela's National Intelligence Service, were released yesterday and are in the process of being deported to neighbouring Colombia. Their driver has also been released. Meanwhile, the European Parliament recognised a United States-backed Venezuelan opposition leader as the country's interim president yesterday, whilst the embattled incumbent failed to comply with an ultimatum from the European Union calling for early presidential elections as a way to restore the bitter political crisis in the South American nation. Members of the bloc's legislative arm voted 439 to 104 in favour of recognising Juan Guaido, leader of Venezuela's National Assembly, as acting president in a move that heaped further international pressure on Nicolas Maduro, who has so far shunned calls for presidential elections in the crisis-struck nation. A British man who fell from an apartment in Mallorca has been named as filmmaker Carl Whiteley from Lincolnshire. He suffered severe head injuries and was rushed to the Son Espasas hospital after the unexplained fall from a first-floor flat in Palmer's Old Town on Tuesday night. The 39-year-old is reportedly a well-known figure in the movie industry. National Police confirmed its officers visited the property shortly after the incident at 11 p.m, having received reports from neighbours about a disturbance. But the injured man's partner told Spanish media that they had simply been arguing like any couple. She added that she had no idea why he was on the balcony, having been laying on the sofa just minutes earlier, explaining she heard the window of the balcony open, then a loud blow in the street and a scream. And ride-hailing company Uber says it has suspended its services in Barcelona because of new regulations. The decision comes after the Catalan government insisted on imposing a 15-minute delay before passengers could be picked up. Uber has been the target of protests by taxi drivers in Barcelona who say their business is being undermined. A rival service, Spain's Cabify, has followed Uber's example. Uber said the new restrictions left it with no choice but to suspend its services while the company assesses its future in the city. Although ride-hailing has been suspended, the Uber Eats food delivery service will continue to operate. Cabify, which has 1 million users in Barcelona, said the city had given in to the demands of the taxi sector, seriously hurting citizens' interests. It said the move would put 3,000 jobs at risk. The taxi drivers are still on strike in the capital, but Madrid authorities have said they will not adopt these same restrictions as in Barcelona. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.